Hi folks, John here with your sports roundup. And before we start, I'll put apologies in for Cliff for not being here today. Right, we start with Stoke, who lost to Millwall with a late penalty decision, and this was a bit controversial, I've been told. Stoke's next game was at home to QPR. This was a game that Stoke had to win, and win they did. Stoke came out from the whistle, attacked QPR, who at times seemed shell-shocked, with J.H. Bow scoring in 21 minutes and J. Tamashu in 44 minutes, leaving QPR with a lot to do. QPR had chances when Stoke's goalkeeper was caught out of his area with a lob ball, which fortunately for Stoke landed on top of the goal. Stoke came out in the second half with Manhoof scoring in 54 minutes. Then QPR scored in 78 minutes, making it 3-1 to Stoke. Stoke should have won this game by about 5 or 6 goals with the chances they had overall. Stoke's performance was great, and with rumours, why didn't they play like this all season? This leaves Stoke 18th in the table, going away to Preston on Saturday, and this is another game that Stoke have got to win, and also the game after. We now move to Port Vale, who played Morecambe at home, winning 1-0. Then away at Barrow, losing 1-0. Then away to Crewe, winning 1-0. With Crewe being the better team, I was told. Vale's next game is at home to Bradford City, and winning 2-0, and I reckon that was a good game last night. This leaves Vale third in the table, and I hope that they go forward to get promoted. Right, we move to Crewe, who drew at home to Doncaster 1-1, then away to Nottingham Notts County, drawing 0-0. They then played Port Vale, losing 1-0. Their next game is at home to Grimsby Town, and they were 1-2-0 last night. This leaves Crewe 8th in the table. And before I go, I would just give you some Premier game results which were last night. Wolves beating West Ham 1-0. Arsenal winning 2-1 against Fulham. And Nottingham Forest beating Man United 1-0. Well, folks, that's all. Sorry if it's a bit short this time, but hope to get more for you with Cliff if he's available. So take care and stay safe till next time.